Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Makos Daf Beis. As we begin Maseches Makos, we're holding on the very top of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, they should return home safely. Also sponsored by Daniel Hirschberg, in honor of the Shir and the BKNW Daf Yomi Chevra, on Daniel's completing Shas yesterday. Once again, a major mazel tov to Daniel Hirschberg for finishing Shas. Looking forward to starting Makos again today. Thank you for making Lima Torah so clear and accessible for us in BKNW and around the world. So mazel tov to Daniel Hirschberg, also sponsored by the Psachim Boys, in honor of finishing Maseches Sanhedrin. Chag Kasher v'sameach to all. So what we're going to discuss today, first a little bit of background about the Maseches Makos, you would imagine, is all about Makos. You'd imagine it's all about the Averos for which one gets Malkos. And that is, in fact, what the third parak of Maseches Makos is about. However, the first two parakim are about something else entirely. Each one is about something else entirely. The first parak of Maseches Makos is all about Edim Zomim, and the second parak of Maseches Makos is all about Golos, all about going to an Ir Miklat. The third parak gets to those Averos for which one is Chayiv Malkos. In today's daf, starting the discussion of Edim Zomim, even that discussion starts from a strange place, because we're going to start with the Mishnah about cases where we don't do Kasher Zomim Lasos Liachiv, where we do not give the Edim Zomim that which they attempted to give to the person that was that they were accusing. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why is it that that the discussion starts with cases where we don't do Kasher Zomim, and then the Gemara is going to talk about why we don't make Edim into Chalal, meaning why don't we do Kasher Zomim when the accusation, when the Edus was that somebody is a Chalal, that somebody is a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. Then on Amud Beis, Gemara is going to discuss how do we know not to be Mechayev the Edim Zomim to go to Golos if the accusation is that the person is Chayev Golos. How do I know that I don't send the Edim Zomim to Golos Kasher Zomim Lasos Liachiv? Then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the source. Where do we ever find in the Torah that if you cannot do Kasher Zomim, so you just give Malkus instead? Where does it say in the Torah that you give Malkus when you cannot do Kasher Zomim? And then the Gemara is going to have two more cases beyond the two that we have in the first Mishnah, two more cases where we don't do Kasher Zomim, namely a case of paying kofar and a case of becoming an Eved Ivri, where we don't do Kasher Zomim in those cases. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss if Edim Zomim admit before we are Mechayiv them, so if they admit to what they had done before we are Mechayiv them, do they become Edim Zomim? So let's begin. So again, a short introduction. This parak is going to discuss Dinim of Edim Zomim. The Ritva discusses that the reason the Tana starts Maseches Makos with a discussion of Edim Zomim and not with the third parak of Eloheinu Elokim, which is really what the Masechta should be about, is because the parsha of Malkus in the Torah, where it says Vayim Bin Hakos HaRasha, that's the pasuk that tells me about Malkus, happens to be said in the Torah in the context of Edim Zomim. So the Torah Shebal Peh, patterned after the Torah Shebichsav, is also in the context of a discussion of Edim Zomim. Also, we're going to see in today's daf that the first Mishnah in this parak is a hemshech to the Mishnah at the end of Masech Sanhedrin, which happens to discuss Edim Zomim. So the Ritva says, for those reasons, the Rabbi Danasi Dor would make the most sense to begin Maseches Makos with a discussion of Edim Zomim. What are Edim Zomim? So Edim Zomim are when two Edim come and they testify against a person that he had done a particular crime. So and then it turns out two other Edim come and say, you could not testify about that. Imanu Yisem, on that very same day that you are claiming to have witnessed this crime, you were with us in a different place on that very same day. So we do Kasher Zomim Lasos Liachiv. These people become Edim Zomim, and we give them the punishment that they try to deliver to the other party. Now the reason it's a little bit strange that we would do that, that's what we're going to do to them, that we're going to do to them what they tried to do to the other party, I would have thought that that I don't know that I should believe these guys any more than the first guys, meaning Meichi Tesi, that two other Edim come and say Imanu Yisim Bakomploni, that they have more Ne'amanus than the first guys that came and told the Edus in the first place. So the Torah writes in Choshe Mishpatzim and Lamed Ches that why is it that I believe the second set of Edim more than the first set of Edim? Normally, if you have two people that say Reuven owes Shimon $100 and two people that say Reuven doesn't owe Shimon $100, so it's a stalemate. We don't say, oh, you, whoever came second. We don't have such a din. So why would I have such a din over here that whoever came second, we're going to believe them? So the Torah writes, Umipnei ze ha'achronim ne'emonim kiven shemi'idin al gufan shala edim. That the second Edim are not testifying about the event. Did Reuven kill Shimon? Did Reuven not kill Shimon? We have no idea. All we know is you, the first Edim, could not know either because you were with us. So they're not testifying about the event. They're testifying about the Edim. Oh, when you testify about a person, the person himself is not in a position to contradict the Edos, right? If two Edim come and say, Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon says, and Reuven says, no, I didn't. So that's not a stalemate. No, the Edim are going to be believed. And this is most similar to that because they're being made on the Edim that they could not have possibly known. And says the Torah, Vehein eine emanim al atzman, nomer lo asinu kach v'kach. Edim are not, the Edim themselves are not neman to say about themselves that we did or didn't do something. But that l'chor is only when the achronim are made on the Rishonim that we say din azama. But if the second set of Edim says, how could you be made about this person? That person was with us in a different place, then that's not hazama. That's hachasha for the very reason that we just said, that the whole, the linchpin of hazama, the only reason Edim Zomim works, and we believe the second set over the first set, is because they're being made about the Edim. But if they're not being made about the Edim, they're being made about the Balei Davar, then it's just a stalemate. Then it's just Edus hachasha. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah. Ketzad Edim Nasim Zomim. How do we punish Edim Zomim? So Midin Anubish Ponishu Ben Grusha O Ben Chalutza. Two Edim come to Bezin and they say, we know about this fellow that even though his last name is Cohen or Katz or whatever, he has a very Cohen sounding last name and his father was a Cohen or whatever, we know that he is not a Cohen, that he is a Chalal, that his mother was a Grusha at the time that she married his father, and therefore he is not a Cohen, or his mother was a Chalutza. How do we know that? We saw the get. We were witnesses on the get that the mother got prior to this person being conceived. So he's a chalal, he's pasul kuna. And then other Edim come and they're mazim these Edim, and they say, how could you say you saw the get at the time that you're being made, that you saw the mother get divorced? You were with us somewhere else. You did not witness any such get. So ein omrim, we do not say about these Edim, yasezeh ben grusha ben chalutza tachtav, that let's make the Edim, if they're kohanim, a ben grusha or ben chalutza, let's make them chalalim instead of the person that they tried to turn into a chalal, elalok arbaim. Instead of trying to make the Edim into chalalim, instead we give malchus to the Edim. It's interesting that that the Lashon Mishnah is ein omrim yaseh ze ben grusha ben chalutza. It's not ze, it's elu, right? Meaning it's two Edim that had to be made, that is a ben grusha ben chalutza. Why is it a Lashon Yachid? So Tosra ben Peretz writes, because that's the Lashon of the Pasuk, and a lot of times the Torah Shabbat will just pick up on Lashon of the Torah Shabbat. It's Vasisem lo kasher zamav lasos yachiv. It should have been Vasisem lahem, but for whatever reason, the Torah phrases it as a yachid. So the Mishnah also phrases it as a yachid, even though Enoch and Ami were talking about a set of Edim. Now, there's only, Rashi points out, there would only be a Hava Amina to make the Edim into Chalalim if prior to that they were Kohanim, right? Meaning if the Edim themselves happened to have not been Kohanim, so what do you mean I'm going to make them a Chalal? They're anyway not Kohanim. So the whole case, the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah, that I don't make the Edim Zomim into Chalalim, must be Im Kohenu. If the Edim happen to be Kohanim, so they're eligible to be chalalim, where they're eligible to be downgraded to a chalal, so then we don't make them into chalalim. However, the Ritva writes that some say that we're even talking about Edim that are Yisraelim, that I might have thought that this Yisrael is going to be worse than a regular Yisrael, because a chalal in a certain sense is worse than Yisrael. Because what happens if a Yisrael marries a woman and then the Yisrael dies? So that woman can marry a Kohen, right? She's an almana, she's allowed to marry a Kohen. What happens if a chalal marries a woman and then the chalal dies? Once a chalal is with a woman, he is mechalal her from kohuna. So maybe that's the hava amina, that even if these edim, says the Ritva, even if they're Yisraelim, there's a hava amina to say, we'll make them chalalim. What do you mean make them chalalim? They're already not kohanim. No, we'll make them the kind of people that will passel a woman the kohuna. So kamash v'lan, no, we don't do that to them. We just give them malchus instead. Right? So ella loka arba'im, the Mishnah says. We give 40 malchus, which obviously doesn't mean 40, it means 39 malchus. Now the Ramban raises the question. He says, well, wait a second. We gave two cases over here, that the Edom testify that he's a ben grusha or a ben chalutza. Says Ramban, the idea that a ben chalutza is pasul l'kuna is only a din midrabanan. That's not a din min ha-Torah. So we're really saying that if Edom testify that a guy is a chalal midrabanan, that they're going to get malchus midoraisa for having testified falsely that a guy is a chalal midrabanan? How could that be? So the Ramban writes, yeah, lav dafka ben chalutza. It's just that a psul chalutza l'kuna is similar to ben grusha, so we mention it together, but really lav dafka. Really, we don't mean to say anything about ben chalutza. We really mean to say about ben grusha. Nimuke Yosef says, no. Ben chalutza, chalol midrabanan. The Aruch Lener explains that the Nimuke Yosef means to tell me that even though he's only a chalol midrabanan, you're going to get malchus midoraisa. Because bottom line, at the end of the day, they were turning him into a chalol. At the end of the day, they were pasling this person l'kuhuna. And if they were pasling this person l'kuhuna, then they're going to get malchus midoraisa. Now, Tosos raises the question. Tosos, in the first Ibra Maskel Me'idin, the first two Tosin, both are the same Dibra Maskel Me'idin, but Tosos, and the first Tosus raises the question if the Edim are not going to be able to become a Ben Grusha, we're not going to be able to do Kasha Zamam, so shouldn't we say that this is an example of Eidos Shiyata Yochel Azima? That one of the rules in Dine Eidos is it's only a valid Eidos if it's Eidos Shati Yochel Azima, if it's Eidos that's eligible for becoming Edim Zomim. So shouldn't we say that this is an invalid Eidos to begin with because it's Eidos Shiyata Yochel Azima? So Tosus gives two answers. Number one, he says, well, we are fulfilling Kasher Zamam because we're giving them Malkus. And that's also a fulfillment of Kasher Zamam, meaning Kasher Zamam could be fulfilled in one of two ways. Either we do to the Edom exactly what they tried to do to the other person, or, short of that, we give them Malkus. And that is Eidos She'ata Yochel La'azima. Alternatively, Tosus says that Legabe Eidos of Ben Grusha, there is no Vasisim Lo Kasher Zamam La'azachiv, meaning the Torah simply does not require Kasha Zamam, and therefore you don't need Eidos She'ata Yochel Azima. The whole requirement of Eidos She'ata Yochel Azima is only when you're eligible for Azama. But if it's a type of Eidos that's not eligible for Azama, so Mela, there's no requirement of Eidos She'ata Yochel Azima. Then Tosus raises a different question, that L'chora, the Mishnah should have picked a better case. It should have said, Me'idin Manu Bishploni Shum Mamzer, meaning that would have been a much better case. You want to give me a case where I cannot do Kasher Zamam La'azachiv, so it should have picked a case where they testified about somebody that he's a mamzer. You can't turn this guy into a mamzer, these edim into a mamzer in his place, for the same reason the Gemara is going to say you can't turn him into a chalal in his place, because lo v'lo lazaro, you're not allowed to do something that's going to affect his children. You're only allowed to do something that affects the edim themselves. So wouldn't that have been a much smarter case to choose than a case of ben grusha ben chalutza? Why is it a smarter case to choose? Because anyone could be a mamzer. It could be a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. When you're talking about making someone a Ben Grusha, that's only meaningful if the person you're accusing is a Kohen. So it's a very limited pool of people that the Eidos could have been about. So why not pick a case of a mamzer? So Tosa says that since we're going to see that the Mishnah was written, the Gemara is going to say that the only reason we start with Edim Zomim in Maseches Makos is as a continuation of Maseches Sanhedrin, which talks about a Bas Kohen Shezinsa, so therefore we want to keep the discussion within the world of Kuhuna. And that's why we start with Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, which is within the world of Kuhuna. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, Midin on the Bishpon Shu Chayev Liglos. Let's say they testify that a person has to go to a near miklat because he killed somebody bishogeg, and then they become Edom Zom, and they say, no, you can't possibly know this guy killed someone bishogeg because Imanu Yisem. So Einom Migleset Tachtov, we do not say that we send the Edom Zomin into Galus instead, that we send them to a near miklat. Rather, we give 40 Malkios, again, 39 Malkios to the Edom Zomin. Now, Tosos in the second Tosos, Dibra Maslami Eden, asks, how could you possibly be Mechayev them Galus with their Edos? The guy could have just as easily said Mezidi, you see, in which case he does not go to an Ir Miklat. Like we find in Sachs B'Metzia, that you can't be Mechayev a person of Karban for Achilas Chelev. I mean, you can't say, this guy is Chayev a Karban because we know that he ate Chelev, because he could say, you're right, I ate Chelev, but I did it B'Mezid. If I did it B'Mezid, I'm punter from a Karban. So how can you ever be Mechayev a person Galus? They're made, we see this, Reuven killed Shimon B'Shogeg. Reuven could say, no, I didn't. I killed him, but it was B'Mezid. You saw me fall off a roof and land on Shimon. I jumped off the roof and landed on Shimon in order to kill him. And then they wouldn't be Chayev Galus. So the Ritva explains the same Kasha Tosa says, but he phrases it differently. He says, Manavshach, if the person that they're made of, that he's Chayev Galus, is Moda, that he's Chayev Galus, so they don't even need the Redus, and there should be no Din Azama. And if he contradicts them, so then they cannot be Chayev Galus at all, because he could have said that I did it B'mezid. So Tosa suggests two possible answers. Number one, he says, maybe it's a clear case of Raglayim L'davar that it was B'shogeg. He was swinging an axe, and the thing flew off the handle of the axe. Come on, you couldn't have planned that. Meaning, he wouldn't have been believed to say Mezidi, you see, because it would have been such a difficult thing to plan that would have happened. Alternatively, Tosa says that we're talking about a case where the guy didn't say Mezidi, you see. It was a shtika when they said you killed some B'shogeg, and shtika koda, and therefore you can be Mechayev him Galus through their Edus. But bottom line is, our Mishnah gave two cases where we cannot do Kasha Zamam. Edom can become Edom Zomin, but we cannot do what they tried to do to the other guy. One, when they tried to make the other guy into a Chalol, he was a Kohen, they tried to make him into a Chalol. And number two, where they tried to send the guy to an Ir Miklat as a Rotzeach Bishogeg. So says Gemara, the Mishnah starts with Keter Edom Nasim Zomin. What's a classic case of Edom Zomin? And it starts with the most non-classic cases of Edom Zomin. It starts with cases that you do not do Kasher Zamam. So, Ha Ketzad Ein Edom Nasim Zomin Mibayilei. The Mishnah should have started with the phrase, when do we not do Kasher Zamam? When is it not really Edom Zomin? Va'od, and furthermore, why does the Mishnah have to say how Edom becomes Zomin? Midiktani lekaman. The Mishnah is going to say in Daf Hey exactly how Edom Zomin works. Avomer lehem. If two other Edom come and say, Hey Chatam Edom, how can you testify about this guy? Shari ba'osa yom, on that very day that you claim to have seen this crime, Atem Yisim Manu Mokum Ploni, you were with us somewhere else. Hare Elu Zomin. That is Edom Zomin. So it's going to be fairish in the Mishnah how Zomin works. So why do we have to start over here with Ketzer Edom Nasim Zomin? So says Gemara, no. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the last thing we learned in Sanhedrin. Not the last thing we learned in Sanhedrin, because we had the entire Perek Chelek, 20 Blood of Agadita, in between. But assuming Perek Chelek is not really the 11th Perek of Sanhedrin, it's really the 10th Perek of Sanhedrin, and therefore, the very last thing in Sanhedrin is what appears in our version of Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Peites. So Tana Hasam Kai. So we're learning the end of Masechet Sanhedrin, which is the Masechet obviously right before Makos, where it discusses that there are Edom Zomin that have a little bit of a different din than the Edom than the Onesh that they try to give to the fellow, because it says Kol Zomin Makdimin Losa Misa, all Edom Zomin get the very Misa that they try to give to the other guy, Chutz Mizomei Bas Kohen Uboala, except for Edom Zomin that were made that a Bas Kohen was married had bia with someone else, and Shein Makdimin Lo Samisa, where we do not give them Sreifa, even though she would be Chayiv Sreifa El Misa Cheres. Instead, we give them Chenek because the Boel would have been Chayiv Chenek in such a case. So then we say, and we take it one step further, just like we had a case at the end of Masech Sanhedrin, where we give them the Kasher Zamim that they tried to do to him, but not the Kasher Zamim they tried to do to her. concern. So it's a partial lack of kasher zamim la'asos la'achiv, because we're not giving them the onesh that they tried to give to the girl. We're only giving them the onesh they tried to give to the guy. So we say, oh, and there are cases that are one step further, where we don't do kasher zamim at all. We don't give them an onesh that they were trying to give to the person at all. And ella malchus arboim. Instead, we give malchus arboim. Ketzad, what's a case of that? Well, that's our Mishnah. Midon mishpon shubin gushabet chalutz. Einom miyases a ben gushabet chalutz. Taktav ella lokem es arboim. That if they testify that someone's a ben gushabet chalutz, we don't make the edim into a ben gushabet chalutz. Instead, we're going to give them malchus arboim. So that's why Maseches Makos picks up from where Maseches Sanhedrin left off. Now Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz points out that in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Beis it says ain seder l'mishnah. So what do you mean? If it's ain seder l'mishnah, what do you mean Makos picks up where Sanhedrin left off? There is no order to the Mishnayos. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says no. What ain seder l'mishnah means is that the curriculum in Rebbe's yeshiva was not starting with brachos and ending with nida and going in order. That was not the order that Rebbe learnt it in the order that we have it. But Rebbe arranged it in this order, meaning after he finished learning all of Shas with his Talmidim in whatever order, one year they did Baba Kama, another year they did Ksubas, and another year they did Mestama Yeshiva Shemasechus first, and then they, so once they finished all of Shas, so then Rebbe said, okay, what's the most logical way to arrange this? And he arranged it in this order, so the arrangement matters. So says Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know that Edom Zomim, that are Kohanim, that are Mayid, that someone is a Chalal, that we do not make the Edim into Chalalim? Some Rabbi Shua ben Levi, says, and the Gilyon takes out the words Amr Rabbi Shua ben Lakish, because it would be unlikely that Rabbi Shua ben Levi would have said anything in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Lakish, because generally when you have Amr so and so, Amr so and so, it always means that the first one is a Talmud of the second one. And it cannot be that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was a Talmud of Reish Lakish, because we paskin like, when we have Machlok, Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And Rabbi Yochanan was Gadol Reish Lakish. So it's not Shaykh that Rabbi Shua ben Levi would be quoting Reish Lakish as if Reish Lakish were his own Rebbe. That's what the Maritz Chayis points out. That's why we take out on Rabbi Shua ben Lakish. It wouldn't make sense. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Shua ben Lakish. So anyway, so Rabbi Shua ben Levi, how do I know that that you don't turn the Edom into a ben Grusha ben Chalutza? Damar Kra Vasisam Lo Kasha Zamam. That we only do to the Edom what they plotted to do to somebody else. Lo Velo Lazaro. But we cannot do something that's going to affect their children. So if you take these two Edom, Katz and Kohn, and you turn them into Chalalim, well then all their children are going to be Chalalim as well. You're taking Kohuna away from their kids as well. So says Gemara, V'lifsalu l'didei v'lo l'ifsalu l'zarei. So why don't we do Kasher Zamam to them and not do Kasher Zamam to their children, meaning not make their children into Chalalim? Let's say that Mr. Katz and Mr. Kohn and Mr. Azulai, we could pick whatever Kohanim names you want to pick, that they'll be Chalalim, but their children will still be Kohanim. So it says, no, Bein Kasher Zamam Lasos V'lecha. But then you're still not doing to them what they tried to do to the other guy. Because when they were testifying about this fellow that was a Kohen, Mr. Meza, right? They were testifying that he's Chalal. They were making it that his children will be Chalalim also. So if you're just going to turn the Edom into Chalalim, then you're not really fulfilling Kasher Zamam. So there's no way to do it. We're in a pickle. We're in a bind. There's simply no way to fulfill Kasher Zamam on the Edom. Because if you do make their children into Chalalim, then you're violating the Sisim Lo Kasher Zamam, Lo V'lo L'Zaru. If you don't make their children into Chalalim, then it's not really what they intended to do Liachiv. Now, Tosfos raises the question that since the reason we don't passle these Edom is because you cannot passle their children, so let's say they testify about someone that he's a Mitzri Sheni, that he's a second generation Mitzri. Now the halacha is, by third generation Mitzri, they're a kashal of a bakal. They're allowed to marry any Jew. So then maybe we should say, meaning it's not true of what we discussed before, that if they say someone's a mamzer, we're not going to make them a mamzer. Right? Meaning, psula yichus, we don't apply vasisim lo kashas. So, is that true of all psalei yichus? Maybe a mitzri sheni. We should. So, how come by a mitzri sheni we don't say that this guy becomes a mitzri sheni tachtav? So, Marsha wonders, how does Tosfos know that they don't? Maybe the answer is, in a chinami. That if you testify someone's a mitzvah sheni, so you become a mitzvah sheni. But Tosfos assumes that they don't. It must be that they don't. So Tosfos answers that a mitzvah sheni does not passel zaro, but he passels his wife bebiaso. So it turns out, in order to fulfill kashazam nasos lachiv, you're not only going to be affecting these edim, you're going to be affecting their wives. And just like we have lo v'lo lazaro, it's also lo v'lo lishto. V'asisam lo kashazamam, but not the wife. The wife didn't do anything wrong. So that's how Tosfos suggests. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says, no, lo is lo v'lo lazaro. There's no drush of lo v'lo lishto. Okay, so you have to come up with some other answer why mitzri sheni, we would not do kashazam nasos lachiv. Okay, but answer number one, as far as why we don't do kasher zaman when they testify that someone's a halal and turn the edim into halalim, is because we simply can't do that to their children, and we can't not do it to their children because then it wouldn't be kasher zaman. Barpada Omer, Barpada says, nah, it's a different reason why we don't turn them into halalim, because kal v'chomer, uma ha-mechalel eino mischalel, if a kohen marries a grusha, and he's therefore being mechalel his children. By marrying a grusha, he's making his children into halalim, and yet he, the kohen, does not become a chalal as a result of that relationship with the grusha. He's still a kasher kohen afterwards. Habal chalal v'lo chilal. So an eid zomim who didn't turn anyone into a chalal, he just tried to turn someone into a chalal, eino din shelo is chalal. All the more so should himself not become a chalal. Meaning, if someone actually successfully turns people into chalalim and he himself does not become a chalal, an eid zomim who only attempted to turn someone into a chalal should all the more so not become a chalal. So Maskevla Ravina, Ravina says that kal v'chomer doesn't work. Im kein, if you're going to use that type of thinking, bital to Torah Seidim Zomim, then the whole concept of Eidim Zomim just doesn't exist. Because I could say as follows: Uma hasoka leinu niskal. The way Rashi learns, Eidim that are made about a person that he's chayiv skila, and Basin gives that person skila, and then it turns out that these Eidim are Eidim Zomim after the guy's already been punished. So we do not give the Eidim that testified skila, because that's what Rashi says. The Gemara is going to say later, Hargoe enim nayaragim, or the way Rashi phrases it, kasher zamim v'lo kasher asa. There's no Gemara that says that phrase, kasher zamim v'lo kasher asa, but it's Hargoe nayaragim. Rashi coins the phrase, kasher zamim v'lo kasher asa, that we only give the Edom Zomim what they tried to give to somebody else. But if they were actually successful in falsely accusing someone and actually executing somebody, we don't give them the Misa that they actually gave to somebody else. So, Abolis Kovalosak. But by the logic of that kal v'chomer, if you only attempted to give someone skila and you were not successful, so then all the more so these eidim should not get skila. And yet, what do we say? If two people are eidim zomim about skila, they get skila. So this way of thinking would ruin the entire parsh of eidim zomim. Okay, so we'll stick with answer number one. So the Gemara had two possibilities why it is that we don't turn the eidim zomim into halalim, just like they try to make the kohen into a chalal. Possibility number one is because it would put us in a pickle about what to do with their kids. And possibility number two is because of this funny kal v'chomer, that if someone actually makes chalal, he wouldn't become a chalal. So someone who tries to make chalal shouldn't become a chalal. We reject the kal v'chomer and we stick with possibility number one. Then we said, midinan b'shplon shu chayiv galus, that another case where we don't do kasher zamim is that they testify that someone is chayiv galus. So minani mili, how do I know that you don't just send the edim into galus instead, send them into a near miklat instead? So I'm Reish Lakish, Tamar Krak, because the pasuk says, "Hu Yonos al Achas Ha'arim." Who v'lo zomim? It says, "Hu Yonos al Achas Ha'arim." He, the guy who killed B'shogeg, goes to near miklat. So only if someone actually killed B'shogeg, but Edim zomim do not go into near miklat. Rabbi Yochanan says different. Kal v'chomer umahu shas a meisa b'meizid eino gola. A person who kills b'meizid, where he did a meisa b'meizid, he doesn't go to near miklat. Hain shalosu maisa. They who, yes, their crime was bemazed, but shalosu maisa bemazed. They didn't do a maisa. All they did was they spoke. They said that this guy had killed somebody. Eino din shlo yiglo. All the more so, they should not go to galus. So says Gemara, what are you talking about? Vihino senes. That kal v'chomer that you're trying to use to exempt the edim from galus, who is the very reason why they should be chayav galus? Because after all, who shalosu maisa? A person who kills someone where he did a maisa b'meizid lo ligli. If he did that maisa b'meizid, he does not go to galus. galus. You know why a guy who kills b'mezid doesn't go to galus? Because galus gives a person kapara for what he had done, and a guy who kills b'mezid does not deserve that kapara. It's not sufficient to go to galus. He's not going to get the necessary kapara. So hein edim zomun who tried to be mechayev a nidon galus shelo asu meisa, that they didn't do as much of a meisa. They didn't do a meisa. All they did was dibor. So b'mezid nami leglu. Even if they did a b'mezid, maybe they are eligible for an ir miklat kiyechid elavilu kapara, because their crime was not as severe as someone who killed b'mezid. Someone who did a meisa b'mezid can't go to galus because galus is not going to do the trick for them. But maybe someone who just spoke and tried to have someone killed through dibor alone, maybe galus will do the trick for them. And the mechavata could Reish Lakish. So it must be that we hold like Reish Lakish's answer, not like Rabbi Yochanan's answer, that the reason why Edom Zomim don't go to galus is because of the word who, that who yanus alachas harim who velo zomim. Now Amar Ula remez Edom Zomim min haTorah minayin. Where do we find a remez to the concept of Edom Zomim min haTorah? So remez Edom Zomim vaksiv asisim lo kash zomim. Remez implies that something is not explicit, but there's explicit psukim about Edom Zomim in the Torah. You don't need a remez to Edom Zomim in the Torah. No, that's not what we're asking. El remez Edom Zomim shalokin min haTorah minayin. How do I know that when you cannot do kash zomim, we give Edom Zomim malchus instead? That's what we're asking. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says v'tzdikwas atzadik v'yirshiwas harasha, that if Edom come and they make the righteous person righteous and they identify the Rasha as the Rasha, so justice is served, Vayim bin Akos HaRasha, then we're going to give Malchus. What? Mishum v'tzdikos tzadik v'yashuyas HaRasha Vayim bin Akos HaRasha? That doesn't make any sense. If Edom came and said everything straight and did everything right and they were Matzik the Tzadik and they were Mashiach the Rasha, now I'm going to beat up the Edom and I'm going to give them Malchus? How does that make any sense? Ella, no, what the pasuk is really telling me is Edom, if you have Edom that are a bunch of liars, share that they try to falsely accuse the tzaddik, and then other edim had to come v'tzdiku as tzaddik meikara, and they had to set the record straight and say, no, you first edim are a bunch of liars, and this guy that you're accusing is really a tzaddik. V'shavinu lahani rishayim, you know who the real rishayim are? You, the original edim, you're the guys that are rishayim. V'ayim bin hakos harasha. So then we give malchus to the edim that are now proven to have been rishayim, because we now know Imanu Yisim Makom Ploni. So Frakta Gemara V'Teip Klemi V'Losana. Why don't we just learn from Losana? Losana V'Reacha Et Shakar tells me that they should be Chayv Malkus. The Losa say in the Torah, so they should be Chayv Malkus. Says Gemara, no, Mishum David Av Shem B'Maisa, because Losana is Lav Shem B'Maisa. V'Kol Lav Shem B'Maisa ain't Lokim Lav, and you don't get Malkus for Lav Shem B'Maisa. So I need to have a different pasuk to teach me that Edom Zomim could get Malkus even though they're not doing a Maisa. Frakta the Ritva, is that like automatically true? Every lav shein b'maisa, you don't get malchus on? It's a machlokas. We're going to see on Daf Dalit that Rabbi Yehuda holds you do get malchus on a lav shein b'maisa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why can't I learn it from Losana? So the Ritva says, how does Rabbi Yehuda know you get malchus on a lav shein b'maisa? From Edom Zomim. So I need a pasuk by Edom Zomim to tell me explicitly that you get malchus, and then you could extrapolate to Kala Tarukula. But generally speaking, one does not get malchus on a lav shein b'maisa. It's interesting, there's a Tshuvas HaGaonim from Rav Haigon where he talks about that there was an erroneous minhag that on Kiddush and Shabbos day, people would say a bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. You know, we do Kiddush Shabbos day, it's just Bar Priyagafen, because there is no bracha. So he says, it's V'shaltim Sheesh Mishem Varch B'yom Bar Priyagafen U Mekadesh HaShabbos. Who derech shtus uborus v'lo nafki yidei chovasayu? It's amaratzus. They're not yotzei nichiyuv v'lo ona l'shechayev malchus b'shvil lo sisa. And they're chayev malchus for lo sisa. And the Pesach Hadvir, he says, I don't understand what these gaonim are talking about. But he quotes from the Sefer Apardes that who says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda al Bargalugi, who says lahashlim dalet kosos la'achar shavar tesvav v'yudvav beni. He says, so I just figured I'd mention this because it's right before Pesach. He says to me, you missed the Seder. So you say, oh, okay, I'll have Dalat Kosis and Chol HaMoed. He says, get Malkus for that. You're saying Brachos to that Dalat, it's going to be Lo Sisa. So all the Acharonim ask, what are any of them talking about? These are all Lav Shein B'Maisa. You don't get Malkus for Lo Sisa. So they say it must mean Malkus Mardus Mit Rabbanat, because it's Lav Shein B'Maisa. Okay, so now back in the Gemara. Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. So we had a list in the Mishnah of two cases where we did not do Kashazam Lassos Liachiv. A case where they testify someone as a Chalal, and a case where they testify someone as Chayiv Galus. The Braisa adds two more. Tan Rabban, Arba Dvarim Nemru Beidim Zomim. There are four cases of Eidim Zomim where they do not get Kashazamim. Number one, Ein Asa Ben Rishu Ben Chalutza. Number two, Vein Gol Lari Miklat. Those are not new. Number three, Vein Mishalman as a Kofer. If they testify that someone's ox killed someone, killed a human being, and then it turns out that they were Eidim Zomim, they do not pay kofar in place of the person that they had accused. And number four, Veinim Karin Bevet Ivri. If they testify that a person stole and that person doesn't have the money to pay back that which he stole, and therefore he would have been sold into slavery to pay off his debt, we do not sell the Eidim Zomim into slavery. Mishum Rabbi Kiva Omer Af Ein Mishalman Al Pi Atzman. They also don't pay based on their own admission. Meaning if they are made that someone is chayiv money and they became and someone else came and said Imanu Yisem, right? They became Eidim Zomim. So now we should be mechayiv them. But before we're mamed them bedin and we're mechayiv them, they run to a different base and they say, we admit we're Eidim Zomim. So that's it. They're potter. They don't have to pay. So Ein Asim Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Kedam Maran. The fact that they don't become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that we already discussed. Vein Golan Lare Miklat Kedam Maran. The fact that they don't go to near Miklat, that also we already discussed. So let's discuss the new cases. Vein Mishalman Es HaKofer. They don't pay kofer when they were Eidim Zomim about someone's ox killing somebody. So Kasavri Kufra Kapara. The sheet of the Chachamim in the Braisa is that the kofar payment is a kapara for the owner of the shor in allowing his shor to kill somebody. Vahani lav b'nei kapara ninu. But these edim are not b'toras kapara because their ox didn't kill anyone and therefore they're not going to pay the kofar. So mantana kufra kapara. Who holds that kofar is a kapara payment? Some Rav Chisra Rabbi Shom Nosh Rabbi Yochum and Brokehi. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shom Nosh Rabbi Yochum and Broke. Ditanya, because we have a Braisa that tells us when it comes to paying kofar for a shor killing a person, it says v'nasan pidyo nafsho, and there's a machlokas, whose pidyo nefesh, whose nefesh are we talking about? Deme nizik, the Tanakama holds that you pay the value of the nizik, that the Baal HaShor has to pay the yorshim of the murder victim, the value of the victim, as if he were an eved that was sold in the shuk. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'Yochum broke over deme mazik. No, you know what he pays? He pays the value of the his own value to the yorshim of the person who got killed. So what are they arguing about? My love, ba'akamifli. Tamar sover kufra mamona, that if I'm paying for the loss that I caused, then I pay the value of the victim. Umar sover kufra kapara, but Rabbi Shmuel holds, you don't pay the value of the victim, you pay the value of the guy who committed the crime, so to speak. Why? Because he's achieving kapara for himself. It's a kapara payment so that he can have a kapara. So I'm not papa low. You don't have to say that it's only Rabbi Shmuel Rosh Rabbi Yochum and Brok who holds kufra kapara. To kuli alma kufra kapara. Maybe everybody holds kufra kapara. V'hacha b'hacha miflgi. The whole machlokas, whether you pay the d'mei nizik or the d'mei mazik, is mar savra b'din nizik shayminan. The Tanakama holds that we evaluate the kapara, meaning when figuring out how much money do you have to pay in order to achieve kapara, we say you pay the value of the nizik, mar savra b'din mazik shayminan. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds that when you figure out how much money you have to pay to achieve kapara, you pay the value of the mazik. Why do the chum hold that it's the domain nizik? It's more mistavra like Rabbi Shmuel, meaning if it's a kapara for you, you should pay the value of you, right? If it's not about filling in that which you cost the other person, why are you paying the value of him? So it says Mar, because they have a drasha. Nemra hashasa lemaila. It says when striking a pregnant woman and causing her to miscarry, a lashon of hashasa, v'nemra hashasa lemata. And it says by kofar hashasa. So matla alan b'dinizik, just like when you strike a pregnant woman, you pay the value of the nizik because you're paying for the vlados. Afkan b'dinizik. So we have a drasha that tells me over here also you pay the value of the nizik. For Rabbi Shmuel, v'nasim pidyo nafsho ksiv. Rabbi Shmuel will say, I don't learn hashasa because it says pidyo nafsho, which makes it sound like it's got to be your pidyo nefesh. For Rabbanan in pidyo nafsho ksiv, miyuki shaminin b'dinizik shaminin. Yes, it is a pidyon for your nefesh, but how much money do you pay? Whatever the value of the nizik is. Then we said we also don't sell Salim as an Eved Ivri. So Zavravim Lumeimar Hani Mili Echad Islay Day. That this is a case where the Nidon has Kesef to pay for that which he had stolen. Demigo Di Iulam as David, because the guy that they're accusing of having stolen would have never been sold as an Eved Ivri. So in Ulam Nami Lom as Davnu. Therefore, we're not going to sell the Edom Zomen as Eved Ivri either. Aval Echad De Leslay the Day. But if the guy they're accusing would have been sold as an Eved Ivri, Aval Gav Dislay the Two, even though the Edom Zomen have plenty of money, Mizdabnu, I would think we should sell them as Never Divri. So says, well, no, Velay Mulay, shouldn't they should be able to say to the Nidon, Iant Havalach Miav Mizdabnut? If you would have had the amount of money that we have in our bank accounts, you would not be sold as Never Divri, even with all these Chavos. We do have the amount of money we have in our bank accounts, and therefore we shouldn't be sold as Never Divri. Ella Savra of Nun Lemaimar Hani Miliach de Islay, Olididay, Olididu, Avlech de Leslay, Lolidav, Lolidu Mizdabni. So rather, Rav Amnunas Havamina was that if neither of them have the money, neither the guy they accused nor the Edom, then maybe we taka sell them into servitude. So Amalei Rava, so Rava says no. V'nimkar b'gneva so Amarachmana b'gneva so v'lo b'zmamo. That regardless of how much or little money anybody has, you never sell Edom Zomim into servitude, because the pasuk says v'nimkar b'gneva so v'lo b'mamono. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from Mishum Rabbi Kiva Amnu.